Welcome to another edition of the Home Improvement Show. Joanne Breck is here with Walter Assey, president of Renovco, as always here to answer all of your home improvement questions, quandaries, needs. He is here to take your questions and your calls, 514-790-0800. That is the best way to reach Walter. You can also text. But I do want to remind you that if you're going to text us with 25 paragraphs, it's probably better to just pick up the phone and call Walter. Walter, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm good. You know, this is very much behind the scenes, but my husband and I were out for dinner and we ran into your friends. We talked about CJD and they said, well, do you know Walter Assey? And I said, do I know Walter Assey? And they had lovely things to say about you. And then we just talked back behind your back for...
I feel it. My ears were budding.
No. We had a great time. Listen, we're going to take your calls, but Walter also just said...
And very proud moment for us. As Canadians, we are reinventing ourselves. I think it's going to be for the better on so many levels. I really do. And it's a great opportunity for all the businesses. Even if your business is a truck, just stick that flag on the truck and be proud.
Yeah. You know? Walter did send a photo. The flags you purchased are
big.
Several feet.
Yeah.
They're blankets.
I'm trying to make a statement.
He is. And of course, Walter has very publicly announced that they're changing who they're working with, your different suppliers. And we'll continue to do it on the show this week where you recommend Canadian companies, right? We started that last
Absolutely.
Week. We're going to do our best to continue.
Every week we're going to post a few more.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have a whole comprehensive list, because we are also finding and researching as we go.
Yeah.
So I can understand the pains of other businesses because we're going through the same right now. And, you've been working with certain suppliers for so many years. You have certain discounts. You don't have the same discounts. So there is a loss there. But, there is a big picture that you have to also look into.
Yeah.
So I'm sure at one point we're going to have the same relationship with the Canadian suppliers as well.
But it's very much being built right now. We're going back. We're looking inwards. And again, we're going to be sharing a few more suggestions on the show today. And also on the Renovco website, there's a button called Ask Walter. You can click on that because we know we're on in different markets at different times. So you can ask Walter those questions and we will try to answer them today. Tammy is on tomorrow's show, probably next week's show, actually. Tammy's on the line. And Tammy has an issue with a hot water tank. Tammy, can you hear us?
Hi.
Hi, take it away.
Yes, we live in quite a small triplex. So I think we're currently in 550 square feet. And we own it, but we have three hot water tanks in this apartment, but in a storage room. And they're large. And we're thinking about expanding our living room, our living area, into the storage room to get more living space. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about tankless water tanks. And here in Quebec, electric tanks, tankless water tanks. And we're wondering, what is the current state of the technology and if it's worth even considering this at this point in time?
So tankless water tanks are great for small families. If you're renting a 5.5 and you're expecting 4 or 5 occupants to be there, then it's not really recommended. That's the problem. It's just a question of it's a question of how much it's going to supply. So if there's two for a couple, it's great. For a family, you're not gonna have a good experience with them. Unfortunately, the technology has not really matured enough that we could really say do it without without hesitation. We've installed it in certain cases where the occupants have had to kind of schedule their showers accordingly. So if you both wake up at the same time and take showers because you leave to work at the same time, it might be a problem. But let's say you have an afternoon shift and your husband have a morning shift, then that might work. But it's going to be very much dependent on lifestyle, and it's going to box you in these certain parameters, which I would not recommend for bigger families.
Okay, so at the current state, it's not worth it. But do you see this technology growing in the future?
Definitely. I mean, it's constantly evolving. They have not really, especially on electric, I have not seen there's other that heats up faster, like gas or oil. But we're not there in electric yet, so I can't really tell you, you know, go ahead and do it, because there's nothing, there's not one brand that I could tell you that it works, unfortunately.
Okay. So it might be something where it's wait for another 10 years type deal.
Maybe 1 year. You know, the technology kind of evolves very rapidly.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you for that call. Hopefully that helps you out. We have a question coming in from the text line, 514-790-0800 is the text line, and also the phone line. The question here is, with two back-to-back snowstorms, Walter, should people with flat roofs be worried?
Well, flat and even slanted roofs.
So all roofs.
All roofs, because we just got, 30, 40 centimeters of snow?
Yeah.
We're going to get another 55. So that weight is going to cause problems and with already pre-existing structural issues. You are going to be pushing the roofs to the limit. They're way too close of storms. So I very highly recommend flat roofs, especially flat roofs, because it tend to keep most of the snow. If you can have those shoveled out as soon as possible before the new storm occurs, because, you know, afterwards it's going to be too hard.
But shovel that, like, we're not climbing though, but this is not...
Well, I mean, flat roofs, typically roofers do that.
Yeah.
Roofers in the winter, they have no work, so they offer that service.
They're
used to heights, and usually, you know, they
I just don't want to tell people to get up, try to get a ladder, is what we're saying. If we should leave it to the professionals, hopefully.
Use it to, I mean, look, it's some people are good with it and they do it all the time. But if you don't know who to call, a roofer is a good place to start. They love it as a, you know, to keep their guys busy. It's money on the side for them. We see a lot of issues also, believe it or not, in commercial buildings where it's, you know, it's big buildings, but they have not been built, especially the older ones. They have not been built to code in certain cases. Mm. So we do see certain collapses.
Really?
You know, exactly. Now, and the fact that we have almost 100 centimeters within 48 hours, it's cause for concern. Now, in unslanted roofs, so like, let's say, shingle roof. So roofs that are known to be problematic, or roofs that are known that you have a plumbing vents, for example, that are protruding out of the roof, but they are almost covered right now with snow, then you're going to have plumbing issues because the air vents are going to be blocked.
Hmm.
So these are the things you really have to look for now that we're having two storms in a row.
But if there is a collapse, if it does get that bad, what happens insurance-wise? Is this like a force majeure?
It's insurable.
Okay.
What they do usually, these are rare occurrences maybe, but they did happen in the past, and we've been involved in a few of these files. What they do is they do... an enquete, like, so they do an investigation on the reason. So if it's the mistake is because of bad architecture or bad engineering from the get-go, they go in subrogation against the person that was that was involved. So
okay.
If it was the builder or the architect or the engineer in these cases.
And in terms of this second snowstorm we're doing, so think about the roof and anything else we need to be thinking about?
Well, it's really, honestly, the roof. And then the second part would be if you go around your foundation where you have, you know, snow against windows, because that snow is going to melt at one point. So mm-hmm. You can't just say, oh, it's snow now, now it's not going to melt. Yeah, when it melts, you don't want it to be in your window wells that are blocked, or you don't want it to be next to a foundation crack mm-hmm. that is leaking. So these are the things that I would, you know, kind of look into. You don't want any snow accumulations butting into your home in general, because it will find its weak points and get into the house somehow.
Snow melts. This is important to remember that, my friends. 915-514-790-0800. Start sending in your questions by text, or you can call us to reach out to Walter again, president of Vernofco. We are having a grand old time, as we always do on the Home Improvement Show. I'm Joanne Backus. Walter, as he's in, right in front of me, he's the president of Vernofco, and he's here to take all of your questions. 514-790-0800. The best way to reach us is by phone. You can also send a text. Abby has been waiting very patiently on the line, and Abby has a question about her propane heaters. Abby, can you hear us?
Yes, thank you so much, Joanne. And thank you for taking my call, Walter and Joanne. Walter, I wondered if you knew any, if you know any companies that sell propane wall-mounted heaters, but sell and do the installation.
What do you mean by wall-mounted heaters?
Oh, okay. Maybe it doesn't exist. That's why I'm having a hard time. I thought that I heard that there was such a thing now as propane heaters that you can mount on your wall that look similar to like the baseboard heaters, but they're propane. Is that not, does that not exist?
I have not seen any, to be quite frank with you. If they exist or not, that's a story for another day that I could do some research on.
Okay.
I know you can have propane furnaces. There are propane heaters, but they're called block heaters. And you really don't want them to be in your home if you are inhabiting it. Usually we use these for construction sites.
Okay.
So I have not really seen them installed
as baseboard heaters. I did go to the Google and you know, the Home Depot, they sell big, these propane heaters and it looked like they're wall mounted. So I guess it hasn't come out yet. The technology's not there.
I'm not sure. But is there a reason that's the way you'd like to go? Like you don't have any ducts?
Yeah, it's a small country place, and right now I have my wood stove, but I thought that it might be, you know, wise to upgrade and go to propane heating because I have propane appliances. So I thought I would go to propane heating, and it's an off-grid home.
Off-grid. Okay, got it. So there's no ducting, ventilation, or anything like
that? Uh-uh.
Okay. I mean, you can have propane heaters as in like forced air, if you wish, and that's connected to the propane tanks themselves. I mean, the fact that you have propane right now helps.
Right.
You don't have any electricity, do you, in the home?
No.
No, that, I mean, I really don't, have not seen, maybe they exist somewhere else, but in Quebec, I have not seen.
Yeah, we tend to be a little bit behind, just like the solar technology. I really appreciate your time. That explains why I'm having a hard time when I call the company.
Yeah, but I mean, one other thing that you might want to explore is solar panels, and that way you will.
I already have those.
If you have them, then you can go with anything connected to the solar panels. There's a lot of, like, right now, the technology, as a matter of fact, I was having a conversation with one of the solar panel manufacturers, and the technology have advanced tremendously. So even when it's not sunny, it's cloudy, it's overcast, it still works. And the good thing with that is, you know, you could use any heater to connect to that. You don't have
really?
To be limited. Yeah, of course. You could use electric baseboards, convectors, anything at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, Abby, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hope that helps you out. We've got Cheryl on the line, and Cheryl has an idea, a question about these evaluations, right? If I'm understanding correctly, somebody has offered her an evaluation, and Cheryl's not sure if this is a good idea. Cheryl, can you hear us?
Hi, good morning.
Take it away.
Good morning, Joanne and Walter. Happy post-Valentine.
Happy post-Valentine's to you. And it's also Flag Day, by the way, so happy Flag Day.
Exactly, Flag Day, that's true. So what happened was I was told, somebody advised me that when you're trying to renovate your house or keep your house up to standards, you can get an evaluation. It's done by the Quebec government, but they have, like, I guess, an outsourcing company, and I found out it was called, Renault Climat, and they would come and evaluate your place and tell you where you need to fix based on the energy, because you don't want to waste energy in your home. You want to make sure it's heating properly. There's no, I guess, loss of it when you're not paying too much with hydro, et cetera, et cetera. I've never done it before, but I got this information. So I was wondering how good of an evaluation is it? Is it worth doing it? I'm not even sure if it's free or not, so no idea.
It is not free. I think it costs about $300.
Okay.
But it's worth every penny you spent.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more.
what they do is they do an energy audit to your home.
Okay.
So, you know, all the any place where you have an air leak, any place where you have lack of insulation, any place where you have gaps, cracks, and anything else like that, it will come out in the report.
Beautiful.
And then they will give you recommendations, which mm-hmm. are which are right on. I mean, I've seen a few of these reports. They're actually right on recommendations. And then everything that you do mm-hmm. have an amount of money of subvention that the government will also pay. So oh. if you're adding insulation to your attic, they will pay that much. If you're adding changing your doors and windows, they will add that much. If you're changing your furnace, it will be that much. And so on and so forth. So there is a lot of good stuff, and you don't have to do them all at the same time. So you can pick and choose.
Really?
That's exactly it.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's fantastic news. I'm so happy. It's a beautiful day. When you get good news, you have to give thanks.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day, both of you.
You too. You too. Bye-bye. All right. I think it's Ilda. Ilda is on the line, and Ilda has an issue with a ceiling crack. Ilda, can you hear us?
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I would like to know who can I contact to inspect my ceilings. I live in a cottage, and there's like a small hairline long crack that I've noticed. I don't know how long it's been there. I'd like to know if somebody can come in and inspect that and go in the attic to see if there is a problem to prevent anything from happening, because in the past, excuse me, I've had a hole in the ceiling, which was caused from the exhaust fan that is in the attic, but is directed on top of the roof because I have a mansard roof and they couldn't direct it on the side. Okay. So I'd like to know a professional. I'd like to hire a professional to come and inspect to verify that it's not going to happen again.
Okay, so what are you worried about, that crack being a water damage? So if this is kind of, if you want to have a first recommendation, not necessarily 100% accurate.
Okay.
If it's a clean crack with no staining around it, mm-hmm. more likely than not, it's something to have to do with the structural movement of the house or mm-hmm. Lack of insulation in your attic, you know, so things are moving, more than they should.
Speaking of insulation, I've had it insulated in 2010.
Okay.
Now, how long does insulation last before you have to re-add some?
Well, insulation will last as long as it's not getting wet,
okay.
especially fiberglass. Fiberglass, when it gets wet, it loses its R value. So those areas that get wet and people say, well, it looks dry right now. Yes, it is dry in the drywall, but that insulation above it is just an R0, which is going to create your condensation forever. So that's why it's very important that we take out the wet insulation and we replace it as fast as possible. It's for that
okay.
reason. So I'm not, like, if it's 2010, mm-hmm. so more likely than not, you have adequate insulation and it's not the issue. Now, if you want to make 100% sure that this is not a water damage, you can call any fire and flood restoration company. Because they do have infrared cameras and they do have moisture detectors. And that's
okay.
what you really need. So any contractor that have these two or the training associated with it as well will be able to tell you, yeah, this is a condensation crack or a water damage crack or
do
just simply a structure.
Too?
Well, I mean, you can, this, you don't necessarily need to if you're really just looking for that, because the infrared is like an x-ray, so it shows right away.
Okay.
Because, I mean, going in the attic, you need to move all the insulation around
yeah.
that area to see what's happening there. But, I mean, it's a good idea for them to inspect the attic in the sense that they look to see if there's any other issues, underlying issues like any staining on the plywood or anything like that, or if you have adequate air circulation. Because a mansard roof, the main issue you're going to have is ventilation in your attic.
Right.
These are not really made for our weather. It's badly designed. That's why you don't see often
yeah.
now mansard roof architecture, because it didn't work very well here in Quebec.
Right.
So, you know, that might be, you know, it's always a good idea that you check your attic anyways, so it doesn't hurt.
Elda, I hope that helps you out. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you very much.
All right, 514-790-0800, the best place to reach Walter Assey by phone, of course, president of Vernovco, to answer all of your home improvement needs. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, 514-790-0800, the best way to get in touch with Walter Assey, president of Vernovco. Lots of questions coming in by the text line, but also on the phone line. Nicholas has been patiently waiting, and he's got a question about a propane heater and a winterized tent, I think. Nicholas, can you hear us?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my phone call. Walter, I had, if you were around during the last ice storm, that was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, before that, because I had purchased about three little propane heaters that I used in a military winter camp and all that. The way Mother Nature is behaving this way, I want to try, I don't have electricity, and if the electricity goes down, I want to keep my condo warm. So if I bring in those two propane heaters, these are small propane heaters with the little bottle, the cylinder propane heaters. If I additionally purchase a carbon monoxide alarm, smoke alarm, would that help the situation in case if I get poisoned by the carbon monoxide gas in the condo?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what we use these heaters for usually in construction sites. And the idea behind it is to keep as much as you can a fresh air intake and to use it during the day when people are up and they're not sleeping.
Okay.
So that's pretty much the, if you want the instruction. But I would not use it at night.
Okay, so a carbon monoxide alarm would be sufficient in case if something goes wrong inside where there's a carbon monoxide leak for some reason.
Yeah, and usually you want to have a fresh air intake, like I said, and use it during the day, not nighttime.
Very good. I thank you, Walter.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much for that call. Chester's on the line. Chester has a question about a heat pump. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call there. Walter, I purchased one of these split units, you know, for a wall there in last May.
Okay.
And I'm having a problem getting my rebate.
Okay.
The problem is they're telling me that because the house is in my wife's name and that since I put the unit in my name, that I'm not eligible, whatever it is. Have you ever heard of that from other people?
Who is not giving you the rebate? The government?
It's Lagivert, Quebec, Hydro-Quebec.
Okay. Is there a way that you could change that invoice to your wife?
I did. I went to Comfort Expert. They did the installation, and they gave me a rebate, the invoice with two names on it.
Okay.
And I sent it back, and I've tried everything. I've sent pictures and my license plate and my license, driver's license, and everything else, and nothing works. So I'm just wondering what are they rejecting people just because... I don't know.
No, I mean, I know that the fact that the invoice have to be in the owner's name is a must.
So
that might have maybe kind of complicated your file a little bit.
I don't know. I'm confused. It's been over a year. I'm almost a year. I've been dealing with them, and I called them and everything else, and I sent them all the information. And they still, I mean, it's a big amount, you know, $550 because I bought an expensive unit. And I'm just, you know, I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do. Is there any
recourse?
Are
you getting any answers back on any?
Yeah, they just sent me an answer. My claim has been refused.
No, but you can definitely contest that. There's no reason why it should be confused, especially if you've corrected the invoicing. I mean,
yeah, I know. I don't know. I called them up, and I don't know. I'm just discouraged with them. You know, it's they seem to be you know, I don't know, typical government. So I figured that I should how do I contest that? Just send.
Try to escalate.
Your reply.
Yeah.
Okay then. I don't know. I thought maybe you had.
No. I've not. I mean, I knew that of situations where you know, the home was not under someone's name and they couldn't get the rebate. Yes, 100%. But okay, in your case, it's your wife, so.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, my wife put up her name to get that cheaper insurance interest rate than I'm back in, you know. Anyway, all right.
Okay,
thanks a lot,
Chester.
For your help.
Thank you so much. Okay, 514-780-0800. Call us. Let us know what your home improvement questions and needs are for Walter Assey, president of Renovco. On the text line right now, we have, they didn't leave a name, but it says, good morning. I live in a rented apartment and the humidity gets really low, like 17% relative humidity. What ways can I increase the humidity? A humidifier?
That's really low. I bet you anything they have electric baseboards.
Oh, and you despise, I don't like to use the word hate, but you use hate for that.
No, I do hate. you could use that word all day long.
He has a passion.
It's a horrible way of heating your home. It dries up your air tremendously. It's not healthy at all. And if you have it and you absolutely want to keep it and use it, then you should put a humidifier in every room that you're living in. And monitor the relative humidity. I mean, 17% is extremely unhealthy. You want to be, I mean, the minimum threshold, I would say, is 40%. If you can get it to 45, 50.
40 is the
that's
minimum?
That's correct.
And she's at 17?
She says 17, and that's really dry. So a humidifier is a good way to go. I mean, another way, if it's humid outside and you know that there's a certain humidity, cracking the window and allowing the humidity to come in, that will increase the humidity in the home. She could do things that are lifestyle related, longer showers.
Steam it up.
Open boiling on you know, getting a few plants maybe, but don't overdo it, mm-hmm. right? Don't overdo it because that's going to cause you other problems. But, you know, investing in a hygrometer is a very good thing in a home. It doesn't cost much, but it gives you a good indication of where you're at, summer and winter. Because you don't want to be over, you don't want to have too much humidity in the home in the summer, for example. Because too much humidity will create mold spores in the air just naturally.
Enemy number two for you after the baseboards.
There you go.
Okay. We have another.
Any good contractor can do that. It's not a complicated thing to do. What I would very much advise her to do is to install steer vents, which are soffit baffles, to prevent this from happening. Because the problem with insulation, especially the blown-in, specifically the blown-in one, gets blown around, hence the word blown-in. And soffits, if they're not blocked, they allow wind to come. So once you have windy days, you're going to have that insulation blowing around in your attic, and it have a tendency to accumulate in one particular area. That area gets blocked, and that becomes a chronic problem. Yeah, you do it, you unblock it, you blow it. Unless you put steer vents, which will prevent that from happening, and you don't have to worry about it. Especially like the issues with attics, it's not something that you visit often. I don't see people like having their
according
morning coffee
to horror movies.
Poking their head in their attic every morning, right?
Yeah.
So it's like anything you do, try to do it long lasting and you don't have to look back at it anymore.
All right. This is the Home Improvement Show with Walter Assey, president of Renovco. Remember, 514-790-0800. We're taking your calls. Show with Walter Assey. Walter is the president of Renovco, and he's here to take your questions, all your questions about home improvement. I know a lot of you texting in about the snowstorm and what you should be doing with your roofs. We talked a little bit about it earlier. We'll remind you what you should be looking out for. But first, Helen is on the line. Helen's been waiting patiently, and she's got a question about her propane heater. Helen, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi, take it away.
Okay, it's just for had information regarding a caller earlier. There do exist wall-mounted propane heaters. I have one in my home in north of St. Jerome in the Laurentians. And that's the information. They're made by this company called Empire and installed by a Quebec company in Terrebonne.
What's the name of the company again?
The company who makes them is called Empire. E-M-P-I-R-E.
Okay. And how is the installation done? Meaning, is it, you said it's wall-mounted. Is it like a A blower fan, or it's
yes, there's a fan in it. Mm-hmm. It's vented to the outdoors, so they have to drill a hole in the wall so it can vent out. There's a fan in the unit, and mm-hmm. it blows in the heated air into the house.
But it's connected to a propane tank to the outside.
But it's connected to my propane tanks. Yes.
Okay. Do you mind sharing the name of the company that did the install? Because they did the install. You kind of hired them to do the install and to purchase the equipment?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the name of the company that did the install?
ESD.
ESD. And you're in Saint Jerome, right?
I'm north. I'm in the Laurentians north, about 20 minutes north of St. Jerome.
Okay, I think she was up north as well, so that's good. Okay, so I hope that...
Yes, and apparently they're quite common up north.
Okay, well, that's great. That's. I hope she's still listening. Thank you so much.
Okay, then.
Helen, thank you so very, very much for that. Listen, 514-790-0800, the best way to reach Walter Assey, president of Renovco. In the meantime, we have a call coming in, but just a text message here. Hi, Walter. What can be done about a plumbing stack that gets snow covered in snowy years? We have a steep roof. The last time it was covered, we got smells in our kitchen sink. Mm-hmm. This is from Karine.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, the idea behind it is number one, you don't want any snow to accumulate or ice in that area. Now, if that's not possible, I would speak to a roofer to see if they can either hire the stack or install something else. There's different models in order to prevent it from blocking. Hiring the stack would be probably the easiest and the cheapest fix. Mm-hmm. But you also have to see, for example, how much you're missing. Like we were talking just now, off air about hiring the stacks. But the idea is, okay, if you have 100 centimeters of snow, like we might have between yesterday's storms and tomorrow's, then, you can't put a pipe up in the air either. So it's a question of when these rare occurrences happen, unfortunately, you would have to be a bit more proactive and try to shovel it away from the plumbing vent.
Yeah, and we'll get to the call in just one second, but there's lots of questions about if you're living in a building, can you ask the super to clear the roof? Like, is it your responsibility? Do they know how to, I mean,
I'm hoping that, look, it's we don't want to create a panic or anything like that. But I'm sure that if there's any issues, you could ask the super. But if your super is 80 years old and the building is it's 50,000 square feet, you're not really doing yourself or him a favor, really. It's going to be a question of a case by case basis. You have to use common sense. So when you see that there's really a lot of snow accumulation, that's a lot of weight. The issue is not just the immediate snow. The issue is if we're going to have freezing and that snow is going to become ice, is going to be heavier, are we going to be blocking any of these roof drains, which is going to create like a swimming pool effect at one point, and that will create water damages. So these are the types of things we kind of have to think a bit further down the line. It's not just about the weight, it's about everything else.
Okay, so it's better to plan ahead for these things. John has been waiting patiently on the line now. John has some water coming in.
It's not really water coming in. I just got a crack on the wall right now.
Oh, okay.
I think everything is frozen. There's no water coming, but the crack is showing. I'm afraid of what's going to happen in the future. It's cathedral ceiling, and the crack is on the firewall side, where I'm joined to my neighbor. And it's about 8 feet off the ground, so because the ceiling's about 16 feet on that side. And I'm just wondering what to do. Should I get the snow off the roof? It is a lot of snow on the roof right now.
Okay, so are you worried that this crack is structural? Or are you worried it's a sign of a water damage?
I'm just worried there's going to be a sign of water coming in if everything starts to melt in the spring.
I don't think the crack itself, like if it's just a crack, it's not going to be a place where water is going to come in. I mean, if there's anything going to come in, it's going to come in from the roof or the parapet if you have a firewall.
Yeah, there is some bubbling on the paint.
Yeah, so well, then definitely that's telltale signs that some infiltration have come in. If it's right next to the firewall, chances are it's the flashing in the parapet, in the firewall, like so the flashing on top between your roof and your neighbor's roof is to be verified. That's typical.
You're saying would be the flashing.
There's a very good possibility. Just because you told me it's very close to the firewall, it's a very good possibility. It's that aluminum flashing, which is, if it's this case, you're lucky, it's an easy fix. It's a cheaper fix than
actual. Should I get the snow removed off the roof for now?
It's a good idea to have it specifically in that area. So let's say it's...
Just that area.
Any area where you have different versants on the roof, right? So you have, you would go on the area that you know is problematic so you don't have to kill yourself doing it. And if you are not used to doing something like this, I would very strongly urge you against it and to hire a roofer to remove the snow.
Yeah. Okay, great.
All right, John, thank you so much for that. We're almost done. Any Canadian company you want to highlight?
So there is Goodfellow. Goodfellow is a hardwood manufacturer based in Quebec. They have a big facility in Quebec. There's also Mercier, which is, again, a hardwood manufacturer. So they have hardwood, they have vinyl, they have engineered floors. They have a good variety of stuff. These are the two I would actually try to feature this week.
Goodfellow and Mercier. And again, if you missed out on speaking with Walter, you can head on over to the Renovco website and there's the Ask Walter button.
Having said that, please reach out to me if you are a Canadian company or if you know of a Canadian company on the Ask Walter button. Send me your info. We'll try to make you famous.
We'll try to make you famous. Walter knows people who knows people who knows people. That's it for us on the Home Improvement Show. Hope you had a great time. We'll be back next week. That does it for us. I'll be back actually tomorrow with another edition of Weekends with Joanne Brackes.